Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball. For the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
Locally, we'll take you locally as firefighters try to figure out the cause of this deadly fire in North Philadelphia. A six-year-old little girl died in this North Philadelphia row home. Happened early this morning for North 4th Street. Eight-year-old little boy was able, firefighters were able to rescue the eight-year-old in time. He's in critical condition at St. Christopher's Hospital for Children, but they were able to pull him out with the six-year-old little girl who tragically died. We know that a man and woman were also rescued from that burning home. The woman in critical condition, and it sounds like the man who they rescued, and I don't know if these are the mom and dad, but we assume their family with the little children, but it looks like the man who was rescued suffered serious injuries, but not as severe as the woman and the eight-year-old little boy who survived. Another fire, this one an engine fire on an American Airlines plane, had to do an emergency landing at Denver International Airport after it caught fire and prompting the slides to be deployed so the passengers could evacuate very quickly. Everybody was able to get out in time. We have 12 people hospitalized, non-life-threatening injuries, but terrifying moments as now they investigate what in the world happened last night with this engine fire. Started with engine vibrations, and so they had to be diverted to Denver International Airport. So that one is under investigation as well. And locally, I just want to mention that we do have police across our region, in particular in Montgomery County, they're searching for these thieves. They've released some surveillance images for people of interest, let's say, in the vicinity. But the thieves in this case are using technology to clone the signals of your key fob to unlock and then steal vehicles across the suburbs. So the latest thefts happened. These were Hondas. I don't know if they were Piazza Hondas. I hope they're not, but this was Royersford, Pennsylvania. But we have all these vehicles from across Gulf Mills, Upper Marion, Conshohocken, Upper Providence Township. And so they're warning you that when you sort of walk away, especially if you're in a parking lot, you walk away from your vehicle and maybe you turn, you use your key fob and you do your little, you know, you lock the doors.
Yep.
That's when they can clone the signal. So they're saying make sure that, and they often will tell you, even your credit cards when you travel, things like that, if you have a wallet or maybe a pocketbook that has the proper protection, you can make sure that even when you click the key fob, they can't, I don't know, it's basically you can scramble the signal.
Wow. Yeah.
That's what we have to think about
now. Yeah. If anybody in the Royersford area that's listening has had to deal with this or it's been in your neighborhood specifically, I'd love to hear from you. Call in. And this is. I'd love to know how they clone the signal. I mean, I guess every key fob is slightly different with a sound, right?
This is not old technology because I've heard of this before. I just haven't heard of it in a while.
Okay.
Where when you have that key fob, they can, just like anything else, if it's emitting a signal, then they can capture it.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
It's in the air.
So is the pollen. That's coming soon, too.
I love looking at how our news is covered by European news or internationally. Some of their headlines, as we talk about Trump or the U.S. economy, one of the headlines overseas is that they're very concerned in Europe right now as far as the alcohol industry, especially wine. And so now will Trump, he's threatening these 200% tariffs on alcoholic drinks and wines and that sort of thing from Europe. Is that going to happen? And then as well, there's another headline. This is Euronews. I'd love to look at the BBC Euronews just to give you that different perspective. And one is that President Trump is trying to involve NATO into the Greenland, quote, annexation. So there, we are in the USA, and Trump in particular, dominating the news in Europe. That's my point here.
Yeah. Yep.
And as we talk about what's going on with Steve Witkoff and these negotiations where it looks like they have an agreement for a 30-day ceasefire, Ukraine, Russia. But what are the Europeans meeting over, and what is the EU meeting about? They just met all day yesterday about that frozen money, frozen Russian assets. The controversy here is whether or not they can confiscate all of that money in U.S. dollars. I believe this is more than $300 billion with a B dollars of Russian assets. The vast majority of it was seized by the EU, by European countries. I believe in the United States, we might have seized maybe $5 billion in assets. But the conversation and the controversy for EU institutions, what they're debating here is whether or not they met all day yesterday in the European countries, their leaders, should they be able to take that seized money? This is a ton of money, more money combined in 3 years that all of us together in the world have either loaned or given to Ukraine. Should Ukraine get that cash? Should they get those assets? And so France and Belgium have said that seizing these assets and then giving them to Ukraine would be illegal. So their take was, be careful, you know, they're urging caution on this.
Yeah.
But that's one of the big controversies that they're looking at. And no doubt Trump is involved or will soon be involved in this conversation. And that's why when we think about what Putin wants in this whole negotiation, I have no doubt that the Russian leader wants that estimated $300 billion back.
Yeah. And from my vantage point, I think Ukraine's made enough money the last couple of years, if you get my drift.
But to Greg's point earlier, I mean, if you invade another country and you take the land, should you have to pay with your frozen assets? Is that your punishment? Is that your fine? You know, I don't have the answer. I'm just saying art of the deal, just looking at what's on the table. And that's what the European countries seem most concerned about, these frozen assets. Who gets them? The interest off of these is at least, I think, three plus billion a year. And I was trying to look, is this euros or what? So it looks like $3 billion a year in interest.
Yeah, it's just like my credit cards.
So we've got that going on.
My prediction for all of this is that we're going to get a ceasefire, and then Russia is going to do something to provoke Ukraine. Ukraine's going to break the ceasefire. We're going to then tell them that they broke the ceasefire. The deal is off, and Ukraine is free to do whatever they want. The end. Russia is free to do whatever they want. That's how I picture this.
Well, if Russia was free to do whatever it wanted, I mean, it'd take all of it.
It already is. So, I mean, that's what they're going to do.
Tiger going to be tiger. Russia going to be Russia.
Yeah.
No, I'm not advocating. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. I don't think.
Yeah, there's no good reason, because I don't want American troops over there, you know, helping to fight Russia. So there's no good answer.
But to Greg's point, I mean, to be fair, Russia over the years has broken all of these deals.
Yeah.
Not during the Trump administration in 2016 to 2020, but we know that they've broken multiple deals. They've broken their promises. And so, you know, we have that going on. Well, we're watching it. I just want to give you the EU perspective and how much money was at play. Lunar eclipse. Sorry, we were denied here. We got you know, it stinks. A lot of us were excited about the celestial phenomenon, a red moon, a total lunar eclipse. It sounded wonderful. The climax of it, if you will, was supposed to happen about 4:30 this morning, between 2:30-ish and 4:30 this morning. And you could still, if it had been a clear night and morning, we would have been able to see it up until 6 a.m., but didn't happen.
Yeah, nothing worse than waiting for that climax to happen and it never comes.
In a lunar eclipse.
Correct. Yes.
So no red moon over, but if you look at the pictures online, it's amazing. So I guess you get to experience it online. We are sponsored this morning by Best Work Industries for the Blind. Join Best Work Industries for the Blind for a dining in the dark experience. This is October 2nd at Adventure Aquarium in Camden. And expand your appreciation of taste, smell, touch, hearing, and vision. Come support a great cause. Visit bestworkindustries.org. Learn more and register Best Work Industries for the Blind. I can tell you what you will experience, and that is a beautiful forecast. I know we're in the 40s right now. Started out kind of cloudy, but the sun will come out. 61 degrees for your Friday, 66 for Saturday with sunshine. Sunday will be an incredible, probably best day of this past week, 69 degrees and sunshine. But moving it forward into next week, Monday 60, Tuesday, as Greg says, 64, and then next Wednesday, 70 degrees. No measurable precipitation between today through next Wednesday. A lot of sunshine and very nice spring-like weather. This is Kale & Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. I love this story about Chuck Schumer last night, and I said this going into yesterday when we signed off. You know, everybody seems to lose their mind. Oh, my God, the government's going to shut down. I never waste an ounce of energy thinking about a government shutdown because I firmly believe that even when the government's working, they don't do anything for us anyway. But Chuck Schumer says that he won't block the Republican funding bill amidst Democratic divisions over the shutdown strategy. This coming last night, NBC News wrote the following. Schumer indicated yesterday he would vote to advance Republicans' six-month funding bill that passed the House to avert a government shutdown Friday night. The move is a major concession from Schumer, yielding to the GOP measure just one day after he vowed that Democrats wouldn't allow it to pass. He said, quote, "There are no winners in a government shutdown. It's not really a decision. It's a Hobson's choice. Either proceed with the bill before us or risk Donald Trump throwing America into the chaos of a shutdown." Quote, "For sure, the Republican bill is a terrible option. It is not a clean CR. It is deeply partisan. It doesn't address far too many of his country's needs, but I believe allowing Donald Trump to take even much more power via a government shutdown is a far worse option. I will vote to keep the government open and not shut it down." And Democrats, according to Axios, with some sources, quote, "People are furious. House Democrats have, quote, complete meltdown as Schumer folds on the shutdown." And I love the quote here from Axios, quote, "Complete meltdown, complete and utter meltdown on all of our text chains," said the member who spoke on the condition of anonymity to offer up details. A senior House Democrat said, quote, "People are furious, and that some rank and file members have floated the idea of angrily marching onto the Senate floor in protest." And I love this because what I think, the way I view this, is it shows that Schumer's in spin control mode right now. He's trying to put it back on Trump of, oh my God, there's going to be chaos. We can't give Trump more ability to create chaos within the government. But I think the truth is Schumer has lost power. The radical Democrats in that party are stamping and stomping their feet and they're firing up their group chats and they're all outraged over this. But the reality is this. I think Trump has won this battle here, and I think Schumer is in spin control mode. I never lose sleep over a government shutdown, but this is the trifecta that I was talking about yesterday. I think we are getting closer to peace. I know we've talked about the Russia-Ukraine stuff. Then you have Schumer, who literally on Wednesday said this was not going to happen, does a total turnabout. And, of course, you had Lawrence O'Donnell melting down. I know, Dawn, you've been paying attention to this. We've been looking at spending. I was reading yesterday about the Fed. They might wait another 6 months before, you know, rolling back of these interest rates. Were you ever worried about a government shutdown? And what do you think this signifies? Is this another victory for Trump? I believe it is.
I was not worried. So, unfortunately, my husband, we try not to talk about work because this is work stuff, right? So,
yeah.
But I said, he's like, oh, it's going to shut down. I go, but I said, it's not going to shut down. It's not. It's not going to shut down. No, it's going to shut down for at least a couple days, but people will still get paid. I'm like, nope, it's not going to shut down. And so I was confident that it would not, and it is overpower. But I think that what I see when I look at this is that they did a good job negotiating, and I guess this is Majority Leader Thune, right?
Thune.
I think he did a good job in the sense that when you're negotiating, you want to at the very least make the person you're negotiating against not look like a loser.
Plus the Democrats right now, 27% approval rating with the direction of the party. If Schumer allowed this shutdown to happen, that number goes down even further lower, right?
And so look at this morning. When you see Senator Chuck Schumer, he gets to look good because what is he saying? He's saying, well, if they do any shutdown, even for a couple of days, that shutdown allows Republicans the window that if they shut down the non-essential departments, then they, by law, they could use this as an opportunity to not bring them back mm-hmm. as part of DOGE.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've allowed Chuck Schumer to go out there in a situation where Democrats are looking very bad in the polls. And you look at yesterday with all those protests, he gets to look good. He gets to look like the good guy. And so I think that's basically what I see, that they gave him something
mm-hmm.
whereby he does not look like a loser. He comes out and says that, and then you go, oh, okay, this was the best choice that we had. We're not in power.
Right.
And by the way, who's the winner? Who's the real winner? You know who's the winner? The ones, you the patriots, who voted for this, who voted for Trump, who voted for a Senate majority, who voted for the House. That's why this is happening, because you stood in line.
It's nice to have all the power, right?
Applause to you.
Yep. It means the bill likely to find enough votes to clear the 60-vote threshold and eventually pass with a simple majority, even though there are some Senate Democrats that came out in opposition to it yesterday.
And Senator Fetterman says he'll vote for it. All yep. they need are, what, 8 Democrats? They'll yep. get them.
That's correct. All right, 855-839-1210. Sean Farish is going to join us in about 10, 15 minutes.
Praying for him.
Yeah, as he was on the end of a swatting incident. The cut sheet at 7:45. Comedian Paul Mercurio is on his way as well within the next half hour. One last story before we get to Sean, as Tiger Woods now dating Donald Trump Jr.'s ex-wife. I love this story. Might be the best story of the day. And we've talked about a lot of big stories. Kale and Company continues next, but first a word from our friends from Natural Lawn of America. When choosing a lawn care service, it makes sense to hire a company that provides better results, but also gives you that safety for your family and your pets. It's a can't miss. At Natural Lawn, they believe in growing greener, healthier lawns without the harsh chemicals. They use environmentally friendly products to keep your lawn lush and green while protecting the safety of your family and pets. From organic fertilizers to safer weed and insect controls, they make sure that your lawn thrives naturally season after season. And speaking of season after season, if you schedule Natural Lawn's full service program today, you're going to get free seeding every single year. If you want a greener, healthier lawn plus free seeding every year, call Natural Lawn at 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Curio, the comedian who's got an unbelievable resume. I had a couple of phone calls with him last night getting ready for this today, and he'll be joining us here probably in the next 20 to 30 minutes. But I think the best story of the day, hands down, forget Chuck Schumer, forget Russia, forget protesters in New York City. Tiger Woods and Vanessa Trump are secretly, well, no longer secretly dating. That is right. Don Jr.'s ex-wife, according to the Daily Mail, this was at a Daily Mail exclusive, which is actually behind a Daily Mail paywall.
This is like where
their premium content goes. So they said that Tiger Woods has sensationally starting dating Donald Trump Jr.'s ex-wife. DailyMail.com can exclusively reveal four sources confirmed to Daily Mail that the two are an item. Woods, 49, and Vanessa, 47, both live in Florida, and they've been together since Thanksgiving and are quickly becoming golf's new power couple. They live 20 minutes apart in the wealthy southern Florida enclave of Palm Beach, and were spotted together at a golf tournament last month. Vanessa's eldest daughter, Kai, who I'm super jealous of, and she's a rock star in the making because she's a tremendous golfer on her way to Miami University at 17. And Tiger's little boy, Charlie, they both attend the Benjamin School, which goes for a cheap $38,595 a year.
Ah,
That's a deal.
Yeah, $40,000 a year. And other members of the Trump family, including all five of Vanessa and Don Jr.'s children, are aware that they are an item. A source said that Tiger and Vanessa have been seeing each other since just before Thanksgiving. She comes to his place on Jupiter Island.
Yeah.
They're not living together. She comes over maybe a few nights a week.
Yeah.
They love to hang out, have dinner, schmooze together.
Yep.
They're, quote, sticking close to home and have decided to not to make it a thing and go out in public.
Mm-hmm.
Not just yet, anyway.
Tiger and his five iron.
Yes. So Vanessa likes the big cat.
Well, if you think about it, they, you know, they.
Dawn, were you privy to this knowledge? Did you not? Did you fail to report this?
I didn't. I didn't know that you were like interested in this kind of gossip.
Oh, I love this! Are you kidding me?
Page six.
My favorite golfer and my favorite president. Right? And this is great.
I didn't know Tiger was his favorite golfer.
Yeah.
Okay, well, she has the last name. It's not. Yeah. She's not blood. She's not blood relative.
She produced Kai. I'm a big. I told you during the election run up. I thought Kai Trump was. I mean, she's what, 17 out there just dazzling the media.
Land of Pod on the YouTube chat says, "I'm glad to see Tiger has graduated from Perkins waitresses."
That's correct. He's stepping up his game. Look, he's 49. Endorsements maybe starting to dry up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's great.
Well,
who's more impressive in all seriousness? And I know we're having fun with this. Kai Trump or Barron?
Oh, Barron. Barron's the heir apparent.
Yeah. There's a great story about him helping his dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that Kai is. I think Barron is more protected by Melania.
True.
And so, remember, you know, so I think that with Kai, it's kind of amazing.
She's really out
that
there.
That she has a very outgoing for 17.
Yep.
She insisted on speaking at the RNC.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it.
I really like her.
She has all the makings of being a public person. Obviously, when your name is Trump, and you know what I mean? So they've grown up with this. But I think that's the connection,
mm-hmm,
probably, between Vanessa Trump. She and Donald married very young. Vanessa Trump comes from her background is pretty amazing, but she was a wild one very young.
Yeah, Tiger likes him wild.
And so somebody who, if you think, Vanessa Trump was a model. She is gorgeous, but I think she's also smart. So I think she and, as far as Tiger Woods, I can see where they both have kids the same ages.
Yep.
They've grown up in the public eye, very wealthy, can probably handle each other. So who knows? I mean, maybe if they found love, good for them. If they found some companionship or whatever.
Mm.
I just think it is kind of a fascinating story when you think of Tiger and the Trumps. You only know what's good. Is Tiger now going to buy a Tesla? Will we see Trump and Tiger?
Tiger's definitely,
you know,
pro,
what I mean?
Tiger's pro Trump. There's no doubt about it in my mind that he has voted for Donald
Trump.
Totally. There's no question.
So that's
in my
what's
mind.
Coming next here.
Yeah.
That's what we're going
to
learn.
All right. We're going to try to get
Tiger.
Yeah, we should get Tiger and. See, I would actually love to have Tiger and Vanessa on the show. I'll see if we can book that. We'll get that for next week.
I think that's just it. They're both very private.
I know.
And so that's why you didn't hear. They've been dating like 3 to 5 months. Nobody, you know, I think they're really private people.
All right. Let's get to a man who's not very private. He's very public. But that doesn't mean you have a right to privately disrupt his life.
Oh, boy.
Let's talk to our buddy Sean Farish, who we were not scheduled to chat with, but he had to deal with swatting last night. If you follow Sean on social media, you saw the video that he posted and the tweets. Dude, you and I were texting a lot last night. I'm sorry you had to deal with it. For the audience that's not aware of what you had to endure, enlighten everybody with what you dealt with maybe 12 hours ago.
So it was quite an interesting day yesterday. This was going on, and you know, thanks for first of all, you know, just having me on to bring awareness to it. You guys have always been great friends, you know, outside of all the fun that we have on Fridays and whenever, you know, we work together. So I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And just so you know, while this was going on, I started texting all my friends who, you know, are in media and whatnot. And I was like, all right, let's go. We got PhD, we got, you know, Newsmax, we got all these people. So everything went out, and we just want to make sure that, because I knew how to handle it. I've seen it happen to other people online. So, but here's how basically it went down. It was wild. So, like most things that are crazy, I was sleeping on the couch. The last time my wife woke me up when I was passed out on the couch, Donald Trump got shot. So, you know, I'm like, you know what, next time just don't wake me up and it won't happen. but what happened was I was passed out. We've had a long couple of days, all good things. And she came in and said, you know, hey, there's cops in the backyard with guns. And I sat straight up and I went, oh, we're being swatted. And she looked at me like, what? But why? You know, and she's thinking J6, like someone's going to come in and rip us out of our home and all this type of stuff. And I said, yeah, we're being swatted. This is something that's happening to people, you know, across the country. She's like, what does this mean? Or you know, are you getting arrested? Or what's going to happen? I said, what most likely will happen is somebody's going to, you know, let us know that they received the call that something bizarre happened inside the house. They're going to clear the house and it's going to be fine. And, you know, she was like, but why? I said, I don't, someone called it in and it's been happening to people across the country. A friend of mine, Nick Sorter, happened to him. Gunther Eagleman, popular personality on X. It happened to him. Cat Turd, it just happened last night. After we got hit, he apparently got swatted again. That's the fourth time it's happened to him. But it was unnerving because, you know, my wife turns around and she's like, they're pointing guns at the house. You know, we could see it. There was an officer who kept peeking out behind our shed with a gun drawn towards the house. There were, you know, cops and folks with high powered weapons pointing them at us, you know. And at that point, the most unnerving thing at that point is it's out of your control. I mean, we could, you know, we're staying as calm as possible, but the slightest thing that could, you know, happen could spook somebody and it could be a terrible result. So, you know, we're letting everybody know, we're letting our family know, we're letting our, you know, closest friends know. And, you know, I get a call from the sheriffs who are set up outside the house. They got into position, took them about, you know, 10 minutes maybe to get into position. And then they make the phone call. They called me, and they said, you know, we have a call that, you shot both of your parents dead in your house and you're willing, oh, you're getting ready to commit suicide by cop. So whoever, and they obtained my phone number and gave it to the cops. So I said, well, my parents don't live here. We've only been in the house for a couple of months now. We just moved. And my wife and I are the only two in the house. You know, we've got three cats that are in here. And they're probably the scariest thing in the house. And that's it. I said, we're willing to do, you know, whatever's necessary to show you that this is not, you know, that's not what happened. And then to take next steps. So they said, you know, you come out of the house. You know, follow the instructions to a T. We had to come out with our hands up, you know.
Oh my God.
And then we sat, you know, on our neighbor's driveway with an officer who had a very large rifle, not pointed at us, but standing there. And I was explaining to him, I said, I've heard of things like this before. You know, please don't let the cats out. You know, this is going on across the country. Our sheriffs had no idea that this was something that was going on across the country. And that's not a shot at them. They were actually extremely professional, extremely nice about everything. Very kind, very patient, very polite. This is a group of people who visited our house yesterday that you want coming to your house. They were as on point and buttoned up as it gets. So, you know, I was explaining it to them and their whole team. And they said, well, we don't understand, like, why somebody would do this. And I said, well, go look at the back of my truck. You'll see who I voted for. And obviously that, you know, the amount of stickers on my truck would indicate that I'm not afraid to say that. And, you know, they had no idea. They said, is it on the news? I said, no, the news is not going to talk about it. But if you go on X, you know, the social media platform, you'll see a lot of people talking about it. And that was the first they heard of it.
Yeah.
So hopefully it doesn't happen again. But the good thing is we were safe.
Yeah. Well, the sad thing is it's going to keep happening, unfortunately.
That's
at least
the sad thing.
I believe it will. Those that, you know, listen to this medium of talk radio will know the name of Joe Pags. He was swatted. Yep. He was talking about it on social media. And I think you had told me that whoever swatted you, the number originated from California. Do the authorities have the ability to track down and pinpoint who this was or find their location? And then, I don't know if you've looked into this or not, but what type of ramifications can these people face and what can happen legally? I'm getting texts from people that are listening to the show right now saying swatting should be a federal felony with mandatory jail sentences. What do you know about that? Because I know you're probably pretty well versed on it.
So I actually, that's the one thing that I haven't started doing is like researching that's the one thing that I haven't done. I've been, you know, talking to people about it and we had our parents and friends and all these folks and whatnot. But So from what I understand, it's very difficult to find out who did this. So the number originated in California. That does not mean that that's where the person was. Yeah. My phone number has a 631 area code. And so, you know, that would look like I'm calling from Long Island if I called my sheriff's office. But I'm here in Tennessee. You know, you can get a number very easily. You could sign up for one for free right now on a number of different applications online. Those would probably be more traceable than, let's say, a burner phone, right? But you can go get one of those too and do this. And that's what they use. So it's very tough to track this down. And so, you know, he posted a video last night and I, you know, called on the Department of Justice to help and different authorities to help. And that's not me, you know, saying, you know, I want the guy arrested today. I mean, of course, I would like the person arrested today, but finding them is not something that's easy. It's not like we know who it is. Go get them. And they explained that to me. Our officers, our deputies that came out here, they were like, you know, it's very hard to find these people, but we're going to, you know, we're going to follow up on it. I mean, we're going to investigate it. If they were stupid and sloppy and used somebody's real phone, we'll get it. You know, the crazy thing about it was they sent pizza afterwards. And that was Domino's and then Papa John's. I said, what the hell is going on?
Where's Pizza
Hut? First of all, here's right. You know, right, well, number one, I said, at least get the freaking order. Right. But it was, you know, but so Domino's showed up. And I said, that wasn't me. And then Papa John showed up.
But somebody,
you know,
had to
I was
pay
like,
for that. So that's good information for law enforcement.
Well,
unless it's cash.
Well, you would think, but there's a catch, right? So the Papa John's delivery driver, who I feel bad for because I basically cross-examined the guy on the phone nicely, but he called me and he was like, you know, this is your Papa John's driver. Your pizza's here. And I was like, it's not my pizza. And he's like, oh, we got a call, order with this number that you ordered, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I would never order that. That's not my pick. But I said, can you give me a little specifics? I'm not upset with you, but like, do you have any specific information about the order? And he was like, yeah, actually, it was a cash order, meaning COD. So somebody can order Papa John's cash on delivery.
Yep.
So they don't have to pay for it up front.
What?
And same with Domino's.
Oh, yeah.
So they ordered it to the house. And I said a cash order. I thought he meant that somebody walked into the store and paid with cash. And I said, wow, we know what state the person's in now. They're in, they're in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
No, I called the store afterwards. And they told me this was an order placed online. It was not paid for. And, it was done in my name with my number.
Right.
So whoever gave my number to the sheriff's office to call and say, we're outside, you know, come out with your hands up, also ordered pizza in my name. And the instructions on the order, explicit instructions, as the Papa John's driver told me, was to bang on the door.
Okay.
So, you know, they were, I've heard of this happening in it for two different reasons, right? I've heard of the pizza showing up before the cops because they'll order pizza to your house to see if you're home and then they'll send the cops, the people who are doing the swatting. But for everybody who I've seen who've been hit in this wave of incidents, Gunther Eagleman, Sorter, some of these other guys, the pizza came after the whole thing. So kind of like rub it in.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I don't care if you want to prank me by sending pizza, you know, to my house, please. You know, stop with the guns and the cops and the, because the bottom line is all it takes is one bad move. I had people who were telling me, go film it, you know, and I was like, okay, if I stand up in my window and point my phone at a cop with a large gun, I might get shot.
Oh my God.
Right? Like, you know,
and let's be honest, this is the objective of these swatters. They want you to end up being shot and then to vilify, they're already trying to vilify you for being a Trump supporter, and then they're going to vilify the police and all. I mean, seriously, you really want to inflict bodily harm to somebody because they vote different than you. I mean, it's just outrageous and it's cowardly.
The goal here and for the people who are behind this is that I believe it is that that tragedy, you know, because they don't care. Right?
No.
I mean, I have never in my life, I'm 33 years old, whether I was in New York, whether I was in, you know, Jersey for a minute or in Tennessee, I've never had police enter my house. Now, I've never given them a reason to enter my house. There's still no reason for them to enter my house, but I'm outspoken online, yeah. Right? So yeah. So that's the reason now, unfortunately. You know, when you think about when this situation happens, it's really everything has to go right. There can't be a single communications breakdown. There can't be any, you know, sudden movements. You have to be able to understand the cop. They've got to be able to understand you. Everybody's got to be on the same page, because if you're not, you know, 27 up, 27 down, if you don't pitch a perfect game both sides, somebody could get killed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem, yeah. Right? Our sheriff's office was phenomenal, okay, with this whole thing. We knew how to handle it. You know, I said we're going to sit down and wait for instructions. That's it, right? And once I started saying everything was calm, I said, here's what's going to happen. And it played out exactly because I've heard of people doing it. This is exactly what played out.
Yeah.
I said to my wife, we're going to sit down. We're not going to move. Don't take pictures. I'm not getting up. We're waiting until someone tells us to get out of the house because that's the next step.
And thankfully, right? You don't have kids. And thankfully, you don't have kids. Imagine that scenario.
Right. Yeah. You know, if there were kids. But I'm sitting there thinking now in the back of my head, what if a cat jumps into the window and spooks somebody?
Yep.
Right. I mean,
yep.
We just don't know. So the problem is, if and when this happens to somebody else, and hopefully that somebody else is listening.
Yeah.
Just, you know, don't move. Just remain calm. It sucks. It's not right. It's unnerving. Don't like flip out. Please don't try to film it. OK.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, it's just like, you know. Hey, holding your phone up and pointing it in the direction of it. No, like that's just, we don't do that. You know, but I'm afraid that somebody's going to get hurt. You know, someone's going to get spooked down the road. A cop who may have had something happen to him the night before, maybe not in the right headspace. I don't know. These guys were great, mm-hmm. but not everybody in the country is, I think, as professional. I mean, everyone I've heard about now has said that their interactions with the cop has been wonderful. Thankfully. But all it takes is someone off their game there or somebody off their game in the home that's being swatted, you know, falsely swatted. And it could result in tragedy. And that's what I think the people behind this want. And I'm like, that's the most significant thing. People are like, this should be attempted murder.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I would agree. Terrorism. 100%.
Terrorism. They want to scare you. Are you and your wife thinking about moving? Because now they know where you live, so this doesn't prevent them from doing this again.
No, we're not moving. We're not moving.
And then my other question is, the other day you were talking about, and there's a growing sentiment online, Sean, and I'm just, where I'm going is this an anti-Semitic thing? Mm. There, you talked just the other day, and it's the first thing I thought of.
It was
could
the first
this
thing
suspect
I thought of
too. Yep. be somebody from the very far right who doesn't want conservative voices like yours, like ours, with what you were talking about the other day, Sean, and that was talking about far, far right nut jobs who don't represent any of us, who are anti-Semitic, who are racist, who are ist, and could that be, you know, the group behind this?
Well, you're not the first person, nor do I believe you'll be the last person to ask that question, and I think it's a good question. And we thought about it too. My wife said the same thing. My dad said the same thing. You know, it was just connected to a lot of the people you've been criticizing. And so they wouldn't be the common denominator in my mind. And I'll say why. Not do I think, you know, that some of the folks over there wouldn't do something like that because they are depraved. But some of the other folks who have been hit have not been as outspoken about some of the things that I've been talking about either. You know, I think the common denominator right now, with regards to the names that we saw, you know, swatted, whether it's Gunther Eagleman or Nick Sorter or Cat Tort, you know, I'm in their replies. We're always talking to each other on X. So I think they may have just stumbled upon our content through them. A lot more people know who they are than who I am. So, you know, when I saw that those guys were getting swatted, I was kind of like, all right, you know, they're up here with the amount of, you know, the number that they're following their account. And I'm in a different zone. Right. Mm-hmm. But they still showed up here. I'm always in their replies and I haven't, you know, you're right. Very outspoken. Maybe it is connected to them. And I have no idea. I wouldn't put it past them. But I, at this point, based on the other people who have been a part of this, I don't know if if it's connected to somebody on the what we would say the far right. But I mean, I wouldn't put it past them. And the simple fact is we don't know. Yeah. So I don't necessarily know who to blame. I just know somebody sick is behind it,
yeah.
Whether it's the left or the far right. As far as I'm concerned, those are, you know, two sides of the same coin. And, you know, they're just insane. Right. And it has to stop before somebody gets hurt. It is. I believe. Look, you want to say some people are like, oh, at the very least, it's harassment. Right. So here's where I am. If you send numerous pizzas to my house, you're annoying. And I would say that's harassment. When you send cops that are armed to the teeth, you know, to my house, we've gone beyond harassment now, because if I stand up too quickly and open the door too quickly and tell the pizza guy to leave me the F alone, that's the pizza guy. Yeah. If I do that to the cop, I might not have a chance, you know, to wake up tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. And that's not hyperbole or an exaggeration.
No.
It's the truth,
yep.
You know? And so, thankfully, we have a great sheriff's office. They handled themselves with as much professionalism as I want. They did not assume that we were dangerous at all. We were obviously very open and forthright with them. And then we had a conversation afterwards about the fact that this is a national trend. They were not happy to hear that because they don't want to waste their time.
Yeah. Right.
They didn't want to. You think those guys wanted to run and set up in my backyard and surround the house with a team full of people?
Nope.
For the better part of an hour, and then all the paperwork. You think they wanted to do that? Of course not.
No, and that's a crime.
So,
wasting resources too.
Yeah.
Sean, stay safe.
Yeah,
stay vocal. I know you will. I know you won't tap out. And for all the losers out there that want to send Sean pizzas, he's a New Yorker. He doesn't do chain pies.
Yeah. Gmail on the YouTube chat said, to hell with the swatting. The biggest crime was sending Domino's.
I know.
Well, and getting the order wrong, right. By the way. Next time, get the order right.
Exactly.
30 anyway. Minutes or less, or it's free.
Yeah.
Don't forget that.
That's right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, we love you, Sean.
We love you, buddy.
We'll see you. Thanks.
See you, man.
Sean Farish with us. Unfortunately, and unexpectedly, we added him to the docket today.
Yeah.
Based on that story.
Yeah. What a crazy story. And the fact that it's happening to all these people is just, we're sick. Like I said the other day, sick society getting sicker.
Yep.
And it's just, there's nothing we can do about it.
Well, InfoWars, the writer and reporter, Jamie White was murdered. In Texas.
Yep.
And so when we were chatting, I'm thinking, oh my God.
Yeah. We're entering uncharted, dangerous territories.
Soccer, I think you're right. Bring back the firing squads.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a good thing that Trump's meeting with the DOJ today. Maybe they can discuss these swatting situations.
It also doesn't help, too, that on the internet, everybody's information is just everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's frightening to think about, honestly.
It's actually way too easy to find somebody's address.
Yeah, because people like us, people like Sean, are outspoken on a lot of things. And, you can get crazy people who are just like, yeah, you know what? I don't like what these people are saying.
Yeah, and I'm going to send them Papa John's.
Yeah, we are way over, but that was completely worth it.
Yeah, we'll come back. We'll get to
quick
the
break,
cut sheet.
Quick break.
Paul Mercurio in studio, the comedian, the Broadway comedy show Permission to Speak will be coming to Philadelphia. Saturday, March 29th. We're going to talk about not only what he's doing now, his wild past, as he's got a resume that is very, very diverse, and he's also going to riff with us on the cut sheet.
Wow.
So stick around. Kale and Company with Paul Mercurio coming up next on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You've heard me talk about my friends at Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding. For years now, they've replaced some of my windows, doors. They do an awesome job. If you're thinking about redoing your siding, right now is the perfect time. If you notice any wear and tear, maybe some mold, buckling, or peeling, that indicates that your home is being exposed to the elements. A lot of people don't realize that siding isn't just for the curb appeal, for the beauty of it. It also acts as that protective barrier against the harsh weather of all seasons. So whether you want fiber cement siding or vinyl siding, Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding, they carry only the best brands, including James Hardie, as well as CertainTeed. Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding, always, I can tell you this, these guys always go the extra mile to work with you on the different styles and options available, the best fits for your home, and they complete every single project with such care, professionalism and precision. Experience the Chapman difference today, as I have. Call or text 610-431-8898. That's 610-431-8898. Take a virtual tour, ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. See all those different choices like the James Hardy or the Certainty Siding. Beautiful choices there. The before and afters. Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding. Tell Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Paul Mercurio has an unbelievable resume, and you and I had multiple phone calls yesterday, and I won't go through your whole resume or Wikipedia page or LinkedIn right now, but you're a guy that's gone from Wall Street to being an attorney to working on Opie and Anthony, the radio show, to Comedy Central, to The Late Show with Colbert. You have a podcast. You do stand-up. You do radio appearances. I know everybody has a podcast these days, yeah, but
it's a law.
It's unbelievable, but you've got a very eclectic bag of skill sets.
Yeah.
Great to have you, man.
Thank you so much for having me. You guys have been so nice. It was great talking to you. Enjoy the show. And yeah, it's been crazy. I didn't plan to be here, like, in the sense of like this career. Like, as I was doing the whole law thing.
Uh-huh.
And I grew up like middle class Italian neighborhood in Rhode Island, but I got relatives here. And I was in New York doing mergers and acquisitions law, and I started writing jokes as a hobby.
Yeah.
And I went to this function that my firm was invited to, and Jay Leno was the private entertainment.
Okay.
So I had all these jokes written, like 20 pages of jokes, password file at work. I don't know what I'm going to do with them. I have them. And I go up to him, and after the show, I go, I don't know if you need jokes, but I'm never going to use them. You can have them. He's like, okay. He really does talk like they're letting helium out of his neck. And and his head moves around like a Macy's Day balloon, it like does. In the wind. And it's like, just... That's keep your head steady while I'm talking to you.
Yeah, yeah.
So he takes the jokes, and then a couple of days later, my phone rings, and it's this. It's Jay Leno. Is Paul there? And I'm like, there's no way Jay Leno's calling me.
Right.
So I think it's my friend David pulling a prank, because he knows that I met Jay Leno. And I go, really funny, David. He goes, not really, it's Jay Leno. I go, David, I'm in the middle of a deal. I haven't slept in 2 days. I don't need this. No, it's Jay Leno. I go, David, it's Jay Leno. And I actually said to Jay Leno, you do a lousy Jay Leno.
Oh, man.
And he's like, I think I do a pretty good me. And he said, I'll hire you to send in jokes for the Tonight Show monologue.
There you go.
And then I'll pay you $50 a joke. And then a week later, my phone rings again. It's Jay Leno. I'm like, Jay, what? What do you want?
Yeah, leave me alone.
I've got stuff. And he said, I'm going to do a joke on the Tonight Show tonight. And,
wow.
And people say to me, did you plan it? No. Were you funny? I was like, yeah. I mean, I was always the funniest lawyer in my law firm.
Right.
Thank you. Exactly. It's not saying much. It's like saying you're the sexiest IT guy, you know?
But then you realize comedy was more fun than mergers and acquisitions?
A little bit, yeah. It's like, M&A is like, it's like when you eat, you have the salad and a steak, and you mash that together. That's the acquisition. And a couple of days later, the merger is you release all of that from your body, and I was the colon. It all went through me. I'm a human colon, everybody.
And when Jay Leno's not calling you, he's falling down hills and banging his face up, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, very interesting. He's just trying to get, you know, press and PR and everything else.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I started to live a secret double life. I started to go out and try the jokes out in comedy and dive bars.
Okay.
So I would do, like, the law thing, and then on a dinner break, I'd go to dive bars, and I'd do open mic nights, and then I'd run back.
Right, right.
It was, like, insane.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to get to the cut sheet in a moment, but one thing I have to ask you about, because a lot of us here in the building are very savvy when it comes to the history of radio, and we're radio nuts.
I gotta go, I'm taking this jar of money.
That's the grammar jar, by the way. Feel free to contribute. If you butcher the English language, a dollar goes in.
Okay.
Now, I haven't contributed to it in about 2 years, but
okay,
I have an outstanding balance.
This jar really good. I think I gotta put a 20 in there.
What was it like being a part of the Opie and Anthony show?
Oh, I knew you.
Back when radio was very, very lucrative career.
Well, guys, can I just say this? Not just part of the Opie and Anthony show. He was actually in St. Patrick's Cathedral when Sex for Sam happens. No, this is
no,
our audience
no,
is gonna no, love no, this. No, our audience is gonna love this.
You're the worst hosts ever. No one's gonna come. Who's anybody who's Catholic or religious?
That's not true.
They're not gonna come.
That's not true.
Well, okay.
City Winery.
Well, yeah. There's going to be an altar on stage, and we're going to recreate the whole same passing. All right, there. You happy now? You happy with the camera, with the thing over here? Yeah, we were. It was a really fun show. It was until we So all screwed it up. Yeah, keep laughing,
that's,
Greg.
That's how this show
I know
will
where
end.
Your car is. I'm going to key it after the show. I'm going to write O and A right on the side with my key.
He's going to SWAT you.
Exactly. Oh,
that's that's what's going to happen.
I heard that driving over here. Yeah. It's crazy. So, yeah, we, you know, Jim Norton, Patrice O'Neill, God rest his soul, Rich Voss, and, you know, we would kind of rotate through. And but you could see the St. Pat's thing coming because I was supposed to open for Lewis Black a week before at Caroline's. And they had a thing called the Voyeur Bus.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it was a bus with just giant windows. And it's pretty brilliant if you think about it.
Yeah.
And a shower in it. And they would have women shower naked and drive around Manhattan.
Don.
And for some reason.
Don, we're going to do this next.
Come on, Don. Make it happen.
I'll video.
No, no, no. I've got you an agent. You're in. And for some reason, the cops didn't like that. So they pulled the bus over and they hauled Lewis into jail. And I think Jim was with him.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting to like go on stage at Caroline's and they're in there doing Hard Time, busting rocks. And so I think Greg and I talked about this off air a little bit. I think what started to happen was with that kind of shock jock radio stuff, you have to keep topping yourself or your listeners go, well, you that wasn't cool. You got to go out edgier, throw the rock at the cop car, like when you're 12. So they do the Voyeur Bus and it's like, well, how are we going to top this? And they had this Sex for Sam thing. Now, by the way, just for listeners, it was the third year they were doing it. It was sanctioned by the radio station. It was don't look at me like that.
It's a different. It was a different time.
So we're a very religious show, and we showed it. And then it kind of got a little crazy, but the cops and the mayor's office, well, they were on a lookout for that show at that point because it was just a little bit too much in the face of the. Of the thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they were like in the pew sinning.
Basically. You know what? That is the best way somebody described it.
Yeah,
they were
sinning.
In the pew.
Sinning.
And they were sinning. They didn't really have the thing. It was like more like, you know, kind of.
The other thing.
That's
groping.
Okay. Just say sinning.
groping each other. And then Jesus reappeared. I don't know.
Really, like that Mark Combs.
Which only happens when I have sex with my wife, Jesus shows up. But apparently, if you're in the right place, it happens anywhere.
It's like the Mark Cohn song, you know, ma'am, or what is it? Are you a Christian? Ma'am, I am tonight.
And by the way, I tried to go into another church and it was locked. So I just had the thing. We had the thing happen on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
And you would call in and go, hey, we're at the sidewalk. And Anthony goes, no. You got to go in a church. I'm like, you want me to go in? So I'm like, where's an open church? I walked down. I'm like, oh, that church will work. And I go in and then whatever the thing. So.
The show is coming up Saturday, March 29th.
No one's
going to
come now.
No,
they are.
They're definitely going to come. Permission to speak, City Winery. If you want to get your tickets, citywinery.com/Philadelphia. We'll get into some of the political correctness that you are very interested in speaking about, and obviously with your show. But we're going to roll into what we like to call, and we're going to have Paul contribute as well. It's what we like to call, Paul, what's on the cut sheet?
What's on the cut sheet?
Starting with cut 7, Phil. What's on the cut sheet on Friday? Sponsored by Meineke. When you step on your brakes, you hear a squeal or a grinding noise. Don't wait. Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke. And their expert technicians will diagnose the problem, find a location near you at Meineke.com. That's Meineke.com. Thank you, Meineke, for sponsoring the ever-important and very late Friday edition. Paul, we usually do this at 7:45.
Or 7:52.
Or 7:52.
Yeah. And it's 8:09
today. I'm the program director of this radio station, and I can't hit a benchmark to save my life.
I always love a boss that allows you to have a floating clock.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, guys, just come in whenever you want today.
Yeah, as long as you're here at 6 o'clock, you can leave at 10 o'clock. Just, you know, just do your thing.
You guys, just do your show from your house. Just open the window and yell it for 4 hours.
Pretty much.
Like Rocky.
Yeah.
Jasmine Crockett said, this was yesterday. So she said, we shutting down the government.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
In my opinion, if we're shut down, you can't be fired. And what does that mean? It does mean that people will not be paid, but it does mean that they will get their back pay. So hopefully we can stop some of the bleeding. We just saw that the Department of Education laid off 50% of their workforce. So I don't really understand why anybody would say, oh, we got to take the high road. We got to listen. He is decimating the federal government. And you're talking about whether or not we're going to keep the doors open. He literally is shutting down departments anyway.
So, Paul, Jasmine Crockett is a Democrat from Texas, and she's very outspoken, very vocal. I like to call her a Dallas doozy. So it's really remarkable, the logic here. You're going to shut down the government and stop working so that you can continue to work and keep your job.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the level of logic that the Democrats have arrived at here in defiance to Donald Trump. Yeah. It's just a remarkable concept, but we'll get back pay. You're not going to get paid,
right,
but you'll keep your job and get back
pay. It was
pay.
The back pay thing that got me. Like, oh, okay. Excuse me. Are you not watching what's happening? They're laying people off. You really think you're going to go to Musk and Trump and go, you owe me 2 weeks of back pay. It's like, yeah, you know what? You can go to Canada or Greenland because we're not getting... How does this logic work? It's the same thing I thought. It's like, okay, I guess if she puts a sheet over herself, she goes, you can't see me now.
Right.
Because I have a sheet on and I'm not here.
Yeah.
Cheshire Cat.
Unbelievable.
She's wrong. The opposite is true. In fact, they can... That was one of the things that Chuck Schumer was saying. That, in fact... If they had done it in many departments, if you shut it down temporarily, they can wipe out the department. So she's, as usual, she's wrong.
Yeah. And she's also a attorney. She graduated from Houston Law.
She's an attorney?
Everybody's a lawyer except for
you
me.
I'm
the only guy that barely couldn't get through law school. Jasmine Crockett, Sonny Hostin,
Don't you hear her and go, how could I not get through law school?
I'm embarrassed every day that I tapped
Whenever she speaks, I my IQ drops.
I mean, could she handle mergers and acquisitions?
Oh, my God, please.
We've run the law firm of Crockett, Crockett, and Crockett.
I don't care what the tax implications are. I'm telling you that you we're going to get the money back, and I'm going to leave now.
Yep.
She
needs to leave.
This is the party.
Actually, don't leave, because you give me content to talk about. Please stop.
The joke is that she went to a top all-girls Catholic high school, graduated like magna cum laude. You know what I mean? She's actually super smart, doesn't talk like that. This is all a show.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen her talk. She's not smart.
Yeah.
Well, I think she plays.
No, I mean, yeah, I know what you mean.
She plays this role. You know what I mean?
Well, if you notice, and Road Warrior pointed this out on the YouTube chat, that if her little slang is gone in this one,
right?
So she uses it when it's convenient for her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because she's getting edgy. They're going to push the envelope.
Now, exactly. Paul, you're Italian, right?
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Okay. Do you ever change your dialect or the way you speak based on the crowd you're in? Because that's what the Democrats have done a lot. Kamala Harris was doing that on the campaign trail, and she just changes her accent to appease whatever demographic she's campaigning to.
Well, like
normal people don't do that, right?
No,
I don't think you do that.
Well,
do you?
Actually, you know, like if I'm in an Italian or like Market Street and there's an show, I'm like, hey, how's everybody doing? What are you doing over here? And then I grab myself a couple of times and hey. And then when I order Italian food, it's like, I'm going to have the mortadella and the linguine with the clam sauce. Other than that, I know exactly what you mean. And, black people tend to do it a lot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's true.
Can I say that without sounding like whatever?
No, it's called code. Okay. What's it called? Coding or
code breaking?
Code breaking. Yeah.
No, you know who does it all the time? Chuck Schumer.
Yeah.
He talks like an old Jew.
Yeah.
He's the leader of the party.
Right.
Well, says power and leadership like reading glasses. Really? Really? Doesn't it feel like Jerry Lewis is running the party? Hey, lady. You are going to fire people with a thing, hey lady. What are we doing? What are like Hakeem Jeffries? And then it's not. He's like a robot. He was a lawyer in New York. I'm sorry. I'm getting off the cut sheet. I'll stop.
No, this is fine.
No, the guy talks like a robot. Mm-hmm. You're not connecting with anybody.
Right.
And if anybody needed to get black, it's him.
Well, he's Dollar Store Obama. That's what he's trying to be. And so is our governor, Josh Shapiro. He wants to be Obama,
too. I said that to my wife. He has the same cadence as Obama.
He does.
Yeah.
He really does.
Yeah, so does Josh Shapiro.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's who they worship.
Happy cats.
It's bad.
Go see Paul March 29th at the City Winery here in Philadelphia. That's a good venue.
Hey, it's going to be a good venue,
it's
everybody.
It's a really good venue. It's a really
cool
place.
You know, it's my first time there, and everybody's been saying that. They have a nice one in New York where I'm based out of. But, like, I'm really excited. And
I've seen concerts
hope
there.
Hope folks can come out.
Yeah,
I'm really psyched about the show.
It's like a virgin voyage.
For you.
It is. It is. Sort of like going into a church. Got to bring it back, huh?
Cuts, Papa Don, don't preach.
The, she's two rooms away. Right in the,
yeah. Yeah, we do a radio show. We're all in the same building, but not in the same room. Yeah. That's how we do it, because we all want a personal space.
By the way, that's why it works.
Yeah. We were right. Social distancing before social distancing was cool.
100%.
So, it's like phone sex.
Yeah.
By the way, I live below a 300-pound phone sex operator.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Who sold Herbalife diet products door-to-door. I'm not making this up.
Now
I married her, everybody.
Speaking of married, were you a Married with Children fan back in the day when that show was on television?
A little bit. Like, okay. I never
forget the episode. Peg's mom was a phone sex operator.
Yeah, nobody remembers that.
Upstairs in the bedroom.
Nobody remembers. Right.
And she was 300 pounds as well.
Oh, I forgot that.
True story.
Yeah. And this woman, she was actually very cute, but the rest of the thing was,
well,
you know.
Yeah, fat girls need loving, too.
By the way, if you wanted to watch all the fun and frivolity, youtube.com/at1210WPHD, where we are streaming live. You can see Paul and all of us. Please hit the like and subscribe buttons while you're there. Maxine Waters. We're just going through the trifecta of awful people.
Mad Max.
Well, you're giving me agita.
Sorry, really? Paul. Sorry.
It's the coffee.
But it's what we do. I pull clips of awful people, and everybody riffs on them.
Yeah.
She says that Trump is working toward a civil war.
Okay.
I'm worried that Trump is on the edge of creating a civil war. He alluded to it more than once. He alluded to the fact that if he did not get reelected, that there could be a civil war. What does Trump expect? Oh, I believe he expects violence. I believe he expects confrontation. I believe he's working toward a civil war. We're not going to get goaded.
They're not going to get goaded.
It's really remarkable. Think about this logic. The guy wants peace everywhere but in his country that he's the president of,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I'm going to end the war with Russia, Ukraine. I'm going to end the war with Hamas in Israel, but I'm going to create civil war here in America. Maybe if you just stop making, you know, losing your mind and being outraged over every time the guy opens his mouth, you know, you wouldn't have to arrive at the conclusion that he's trying to create a civil war.
Right. I feel
just
like
a thought.
The Democrats are just sitting in a room going, we don't have any solutions, so who's going to yell really loud today?
Yes.
What are you doing, Trump? Come on! Oh, come on! What? Oh, you best not be doing that. Like who's up on Tuesday? Today's Friday, so who's up on Saturday to be loud and outraged?
I think it's
a party that's completely underwater.
I think it's a group of 12 probably. You've got Maxine, you've got Jasmine, you've got Randy Weingarten, you've got Liz Warren, you've got Bernie Sanders, AOC.
Bernie.
A lot of people from your neck of the woods in New York. They're very big fans of Donald Trump.
Okay, well, you're blaming me now? You don't blame me for those humps. I have nothing to do with them. I'm busy going to churches and sinning in the pews, as my lovely friend likes to call it.
Well, let's hear from Bernie, shall we? Cut 14 Philip. Bernie Sanders on. The truth is that shutting down the government, and there's going to be no, in case you're just joining us at 8:18 this morning, there's going to be no government shutdown. But that didn't stop everybody last night from yelling and screaming about it. Let's hear from Bernie. Roll it.
The truth is that shutting down the government is a serious and dangerous action.
Dangerous.
That we must do everything possible to prevent. Shutting down the government would impact tens of millions of our fellow Americans who would be unable to access government services. It would severely impact federal employees who would not get the paychecks they expected. It would also have a very significant impact on our armed forces. In other words, we must do everything that we can to prevent a government shutdown.
Well, there's Bernie. By the way, it's really remarkable. This is a guy, Paul, who, you know, says capitalism is a failed system, yet charges $95 for his book to autograph it as well. A man that makes a little over $200,000 a year, probably, yet has a net worth of billions of dollars. Fascinating, right?
Yeah, it really is. And couple of things on Bernie. It's amazing to see a Muppet character come to life.
Isn't it?
And this is a guy, drives me crazy, because he's just a guy at the complaint department with no solutions. Mm-hmm. In 30-something years in the Senate, he's originated three bills that have passed. Three! Maybe less time kvetching. What day over here? We got the thing. Like, and just do something.
He just wants billionaires to pay their fair share. Right?
Yeah, exactly. And he's writing a book on how to get anything done.
That's
$95.
It's unbelievable.
AOC.
Oh, here, a New Yorker.
Here we go.
Here we go.
What number is this? 26, Phil. She is not happy with the with what Chuck Schumer is doing.
Maybe she's on that chain text.
There's a rift between the progressive part of the party and the Schumers, the young whippersnappers like AOC and the old fossils like Chuck Schumer. There's a big big rift between the two, and she's not happy with Chucky. Roll it.
Chuck Schumer, I guess the Senate Democratic leader, your senator, said at this meeting that he is going to vote for cloture. He is going to vote to allow there to be a simple majority vote. You think that's wrong?
I believe that's a tremendous mistake. Yes.
Why?
I think, well, first and foremost, the American people, if anyone has held a town hall or has seen what has been happening in town halls, American people, whether they are Republicans, independents, Democrats, are up in arms about Elon Musk and the actual gutting of federal agencies across the board.
Yeah, not really.
This continuing resolution codifies much of this chaos that Elon Musk is wreaking havoc on the federal government. It codifies many of those changes. It sacrifices and completely eliminates congressional authority in order to review these impulsive Trump tariffs that he's switching on and off. And on top of that, for folks who are concerned about effectiveness in government, this Republican extreme spending bill removes all of the guardrails and all of the accountability measures to ensure that money is being spent in the way that Congress has directed for it to be spent. This turns the federal government into a slush fund for Donald Trump and Elon Musk. It sacrifices congressional authority, and it is deeply partisan. And so to me, it is almost unthinkable why Senate Democrats would vote to hand the few pieces of leverage that we have away for free when we've been sent here to protect Social Security, protect Medicaid, and protect Medicare.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, what?
Sorry.
Two pieces of political analysis, and then we've got to have a little conversation here, Paul. Greg, you can join this, and then Dawn, you can try to murder all three of us. So, first of all, Americans are on board. 54%, according to Harry Enten from CNN, are on board with DOGE. That's Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. So, nobody's really up in arms except for AOC. Also, very rich of her to talk about Trump and a slush fund. After Elon Musk was the one who exposed all of these slush funds that they're outraged over now that it's become public information. But lastly, crazy eyes, right? Like, that, have you ever been with a woman with the crazy eyes? I mean, that's what you have to avoid right there.
Yeah.
So he could sin in that pew.
like that's crazy chick right there, right? Like,
yeah.
That's the one that you never marry.
Who left the burner on?
Yeah.
How many times did I say that the entire financial system is dependent on you turning this burner off?
Would you want to be in a kitchen with her while there's a pot of boiling water going on the stove?
Only if I had a large knife.
That's rabbit in the pot crazy.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's Michael
right
Douglas. What movie was that?
Exactly.
What movie was that?
Fatal Attraction.
Fatal Attraction.
I'm Italian, and she's, I don't know, she's Latina. And it would be just war. It would be just the crazy tension, but I don't want to.
Too much tempers, though, right?
A lot. Yeah. You just, you get set off and whatever.
AOC could never marry an Irishman, an Italian, or an Arab man, because it would just be too much clashing.
Exactly.
Remember, she didn't even get married yet. She's been engaged to Riley for so long. And you hear her in that clip talk about authority. She always wants to be in charge.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that?
Oh, yeah.
She also doesn't get that progressive agenda that Biden tried to make happen blew up in the face of the Democrats is one of the big reasons that they're in the mess they're in.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't be in the middle on anything.
Yeah. Right.
Right. And we were talking about this off air.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you're transgender, great. But, like, meet us in the middle on this. Don't have that, a male competing with women.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean you're anti-transgender. I'm fine. I'm fine with it, except for one thing. I'm not doing the pronouns.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. We had a transgender. My wife's like, you know, transgender friend coming over. It's a they's coming. Set the table. Boy. So I put out four plates. She goes, why'd you put four plates? She said, they's coming. Two people. No, one. She says, they. What is this, an Abbott and Costello routine? I'm like, who's they? You got to call it they. I don't call it it.
Right.
Forget it. Right. Cancel the dinner. We'll just have a Zoom. And we'll eat burritos on a Zoom. Okay, so anybody listening, guess what? Two things can be true at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay, you can believe in part of an issue and not another part of an issue, and be a fine human being.
That's not part of the rules, Paul.
Well, you're wrong, and I don't want to be here because you're evil and you don't agree with me.
I need division in America.
Speaking of transgender.
Yeah, it's been a while. What do we got from TikTok?
This is a Democratic Representative, Sarah McBride from Dawn.
Delaware, local story, technically.
She
get ready for this, Paul.
She calls Republicans weird and bizarre.
Yeah. This is a guy right here pretending to be a girl.
We will not take a lecture on decorum from a party that incited an insurrection. Mm-hmm. I appear to live rent-free in the minds of some of my Republican colleagues.
Mm.
I wish that they would spend even a fraction of the time that they spend thinking about me, thinking about how to lower the costs for American families. I wish they would spend a fraction of the time that they spend thinking about me, figuring out how to make government actually work better, rather than making it work worse in order to prove that government can't work. They are obsessed with culture war issues. The Republican Party is obsessed with culture war issues. It is weird and it is bizarre. And the American people deserve serious legislators, serious elected officials who are focused on bringing people together to deliver real results for the American people.
Now, if you excuse me, I have to powder my Adam's apple.
You know, that was a great line. It's just amazing. I don't think about you. I'm just sick of you thinking about yourself all the time and then telling me what I need to think of you.
Yeah.
I don't know, Paul, if you're this way or not, but I don't go around and tell people that I'm a straight, white, cis, heterosexual male. I just say, hey, I'm Nick.
That's weird, because when I called you, that's how you picked up the phone.
I did. I made you acknowledge me as he/him on the phone. And then I put it on speaker and I had you do it again for my wife.
And your attorney.
And my attorney, who's actually busy working on a merger and an acquisition right now.
By the way, not to get too graphic and too personal, but Miss McBride, Dawn, has she had the full surgery? Because it looks like she has boobs.
I don't know. And the thing is,
she's got Mayor Pete's fake chest feeding.
I was going to say, they could be that.
Right? Oh, yeah. But Paul's right.
Like, Greg doesn't have that at home. He traipses around in it.
Excuse me while I powder my
head. Saucy Saturday with Greg.
It's true.
By the way, do you have any powder? Because everybody says my head always shines too much in the studio with the lights.
Right. I put baby powder on. That's all I use.
Yeah?
I'm serious.
Yeah?
I go crazy.
Are you a Johnson & Johnson guy?
Oh, my God. Yeah, because my dad used to use it. I love the smell of it. And I load up. I put a lot down. You know,
right,
I do like a LeBron. I just
Well, I do that after I get the Gold Bond medicated, the green bottle.
Oh, no. You can't use No, you put that gets in the wrong place. It's fire in the hole.
Oh, but the burning sensation feels good initially.
Fire in
you
the
know,
hole.
It's like sweet and sweaty wings. You get, you know.
I put so much on that my boys, they look like two little powdered Dunkin' Munchkin donuts.
Right.
Oh my God.
Right. Well, I mean, look. Oh, we're gonna need the fader.
You'll never eat donuts again.
Yeah. We need my drop fader up here. I was gonna work in a little Joy Reid because you had two little munchkins, right?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. Well, or Joy Reid or Joy would say
big balls.
Yeah. Well, and then if you don't shave them,
hairy balls.
Yeah. And thank you, Dana Bash.
Oh my God, that's the best.
Yeah.
That is the best.
Citywinery.com/Philadelphia Saturday, March 29th, 7:30 p.m. You know, one of the things that you're interested in is this political correctness world. You know, it's today, I think it's kind of rebranded as, you know, woke and the cancel culture. Mm-hmm. You know, political correctness, I felt like that was the terminology late 80s, early 90s. And Cracker Barrel, of all places, is dealing with political correctness and cancel culture. And it's coming from the folks at PETA, over the egg prices and these egg taxes. God. 50 cents if you want. And, you know, Waffle House did one thing and Cracker Barrel's doing the opposite.
You know what would be really great, sorry?
Yeah.
If you egged a pita person's house, they would freak out. They would have a heart attack.
They would. Right. They would. They would lose their ever-loving minds.
Okay. Nobody can afford to do that, though.
No, it's too expensive. Yeah, $6 for a dozen. It's, yeah. It's outrageous. So, I mean, where do you think we are with this political correctness?
Well, it's
today?
Funny because I think comedy clubs and comedy shows are actually great focus groups because, like, I feel like wherever you are around the country, you're going to get a representation, different races, creeds, colors, yeah. socioeconomic status. So you can get a sense of the electorate. And what I'm finding is, because people ask me, like, you know, is it hard to, you've got to watch? No, I think stand-up, frankly, is one of the art forms where you can push back on that. Mm-hmm. But I don't think, excuse me, you should be able to, like, just be politically incorrect to just be politically incorrect. Then you're like a 12-year-old boy, you know, being dirty or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think the pendulum needs to swing back into the middle. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to stop trying to catch each other in moments because you want to shine yourself. Like, oh, what did he mean by that?
Right.
Reading into it.
Let's end his livelihood.
Yeah, my wife and I, because it's happening in real life. My wife and I, this is all true, walking our dog in Central Park. It's a law. You're supposed to have your dog on a leash after 9 a.m. in the parks in New York. We did. This guy's dog wasn't on the leash. Really big dog. Kids around, scaring people. And my wife, who's like the sweetest person in the world, just said to the guy, excuse me, sir, your dog, it should be on a leash. There's kids and everything. And he goes like this. Why? Because it's a pit bull? Mm-hmm. Like implying that we were like white racist toward pit bulls?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, because it's got a baby in its mouth, okay? Because it has prison tattoos, it's smoking Chesterfields, and it's got a switchblade, okay? Can we just stop?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
This last one, my wife, see, I tend to confront because I think if I say something, mm-hmm. a switch goes off and I'm going to change people's behavior, but then I end up stepping into a bigger pile of you know what. But
right.
Like, so I'm in Walmart because I'm successful. And,
well, it's Greg's favorite retailer. Greg goes there at 2 in the morning with sweatpants and Crocs.
When I said hi to him, I thought I sent the Walmart cologne, which is deep fryer oil.
No, it's just Tommy Hilfiger.
So do I have time for this?
Yeah, absolutely. You got all the time in the world. We don't hit breaks.
So I'm at the counter picking up a package. The guy in front of me is picking up his package. Woman behind the counter hands him the package, and she goes, here you go, honey. Sign here, honey. Have a nice day, honey. And the guy goes like this, I have honey at home for my tea. When you call me honey, I feel that's verbal sexual assault.
Oh,
and I snapped and I went, you're an a-hole! And I started screaming at him in Walmart. I go, what? He goes, why? I go, what do you mean, what? Like, what are you doing? She's trying to make your day better. It's raining out. And you're going to ruin it with this overly sensitive, well, I felt it was verbal assault. No, no, no. That's not verbal assault. This is verbal assault. You're a pathetic man that should live alone and never procreate and just live with cats and even they don't like you. That's verbal assault.
This is why Greg shops at Target.
You can't go to Walmart.
Yesterday, President Trump held a news conference, I guess, took questions. Who was he with? He was with somebody in the some dignitary.
The Prime Minister of Ireland.
No,
Ireland was day before.
Yeah, no, I'm losing
yesterday.
Track. I needed a week off like Lawrence O'Donnell.
Cut 12. Cut 12 here, Phil.
That was hilarious.
Cut 12 here, Phil. This is on Canada because, you know, this war now between Canada and the United States and the tariffs. And I guess Lutnick and who's the Ontario Prime Minister? Ford. They met and they are working things out as we speak. But they ask questions about Canada.
He was with Mark Rutte, the Secretary General of NATO.
Thank you, Dawn. Fact-checking me. I like it. Roll it.
Finance Minister are in town and will meet members of your administration during the day. Any chances that you will ban on the tariffs on aluminum and the ones that are planned for April 2nd?
No.
You are not going to change your mind?
No, look, we've been ripped off for years and we're not going to be ripped off anymore. No, I'm not going to bend at all. Aluminum or steel or cars. We're not going to bend. We've been ripped off as a country for many, many years. We've been subjected to costs that we shouldn't be subjected to. In the case of Canada, we're spending $200 billion a year to subsidize Canada. I love Canada. I love the people of Canada. I have many friends in Canada. The great one, Wayne Gretzky, the great. How good is Wayne Gretzky? He's the great one. But we have, I know many people from Canada that are good friends of mine. But, you know, the United States can't subsidize a country for $200 billion a year. We don't need their cars. We don't need their energy. We don't need their lumber. We don't need anything that they get. We do it
because... Yeah, or their beer.
Yeah. Trashy beer. Sorry. Sorry, Labatt. Sorry, Molson.
Yeah, and I got to say this, too. Crown Royal. It's never liked it.
No.
Overrated.
Never
it's
been
overrated.
A
100%.
It's low rent.
Yeah, it is.
The little pouch comes in nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it the little purple drawstring?
I have a user.
the drawstring.
You think Gretzky was sitting there going, don't say my name. Don't say my name. Don't say my name.
Oh, he did it.
Oh, God.
Because apparently they're really... People are pissed at Gretzky because he's not speaking out against this whole thing and whatever.
It's really remarkable that, you know, if I were to say, like, in the sports world, hey, your favorite football team is going to try to get a player on a really good contract for your favorite team, you would be rooting for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Any other walk of life, we're going to try to get the best of the deals. You'd be like, yeah, man, let's do it. No matter what you're rooting for, no matter what your allegiances are to. Yet half of the country is rooting against their own country getting the best of a trade deal. Because they just have to disagree with every single thing that comes out of that man's mouth. Yeah. It's really fascinating. Like, there are people, I truly believe this, that they will try to argue that today is not Friday if Trump says today is Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they'll indict him for it.
Yeah, and I think it's where we are, and people, that's insecurity, and just because it's easier to just go, I'm in my tribe. And so whatever that person says in the other tribe, just we shut it down.
The tribalism is just, been more tribal.
Yeah, and it's like life lives in the gray area, the nuance of life. And nobody wants to live in that area because it takes too much thought, right? Like, it's just like, oh, wait, I got to really work through this logic in my head. And, you know, but I also heard him say, like, he's going to keep O Canada if we get which I love. They're going to change it, though. Like, oh, Canada, we folded like a house of cards.
If you were to rank all the scams in the history of civilization, Canada's got to be in the top five, right? I mean, just the concept of Canada, just a scam.
Yeah. Somebody says, oh, I live in Toronto. You mean mini New York?
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Trump was talking yesterday about Canada and a few other things as far as, I think, Greenland. And he started talking about the proverbial line. And he's like, it's a beautiful line. And it's right in the middle of the land. And it separates America from Canada. And it would make more sense if above the line was the 51st state. Right. And it was the most simplistic, elementary explanation. And I'm sitting there, I'm like... He's not wrong.
Yeah. Or even better, if we paved over the line and we put up shopping centers. All with Target, so Greg could shop wherever he wants.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
left
that.
Left to right on the North American continent.
Speaking of Greenland, and then we should take a break, Trump on Greenland, you know, are we going to take over Greenland? Just like we're going to take over Canada. Roll it.
And you have ships all over the place, and we have to have protection. So we're going to have to make a deal on that. And Denmark is not able to do that. You know, Denmark's very far away and really has nothing to do. What happens? A boat landed there 200 years ago or something, and they say they have rights to it. I don't know if that's true. I don't think it is, actually. But we've been dealing with Denmark. We've been dealing with Greenland. And we have to do it. We really need it for national security. I think that's why NATO might have to get involved in a way, because we really need...
Yeah, it's so hilarious when you think about Canada, you think about Greenland, you talk about making it the 51st state, calling Justin Trudeau the governor. With all of these, you know, crazy ideas that are at least worth discussing and entertaining the idea of and then having some laughs about it, nothing will crack me up more than when he rebranded the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, and then the AP doesn't play along with it, so they get the semi boot, you know, from some settings. It's
you know, he's having fun. He's sitting in there going, let's just, oh, you know what would be cool? Let's call it the Gulf of America and watch their heads explode, and then it just happens, and then like this Greenland thing. It's like, listen, I get it, they're upset, but on the other side of it, anybody out there, I want you to call everybody you know. I want you to talk to your family. Ask if tell me if you know anybody that said, you know, honey, we should go to a vacation in Greenland. No. And therefore, they should be taken over. Because it's like, what's right. I don't know what's there.
I don't either.
Precious, rare and precious minerals.
Oh, really?
Apparently, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what they want.
Yeah.
Yeah. They seem to be everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Except here.
Do you have precious and rare minerals?
We've got the oil and everybody's got everything else.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. 855-839-1210, the phone number. You can hit us up on social media. Let your comments fly in the YouTube chat. Paul Mercurio will stay with us for the rest of the show or whenever he just feels like he's had enough and he wants to get the hell out of here. That's fine as well. Permission to Speak. It's coming up Saturday, March 29th, 7:30 p.m. at the City Winery, Philadelphia. You can get your tickets, citywinery.com/Philadelphia. I also want to get your thoughts on some of the stuff you've done at Comedy Central. And also, you were on The Late Show with Colbert last week?
Yeah, I just made another stand-up appearance on it. Yeah, okay. It was fun.
Our audience are big, big, big fans of Colbert.
Yeah, no, I know.
They love Colbert.
You know, I literally was lying in bed, I'm not kidding you, in my hotel room going, I think I'm going to text Nick and tell him not to mention The Late Show. And of course, you would have mentioned it anyway.
I mention everything on this show.
Oh, my God. I am not getting you powder for your bald head.
That's right. All right, Kale and Company, we continue with Paul on the other side.
By the way, because I go on the show doesn't mean I'm the liberal guy.
No.
I got to make a living.
Yeah. Look at it. Colbert wants to have Kale and Company on. We'll go on. We'll go on there.
I got to feed the family.
Somebody's got to promote the show right here.
Got to get hookers. I got to get the money.
There you go. Let's tell you about the Honda Prologue from Piazza Auto Group. Recently test drove their first all-electric SUV. It's got a range of almost 300 miles on a single charge and a fast charge time. You can cruise the roads worry-free with three charging options to choose from, including the portable charging kit for where you're on the go. Lease the Prologue today for as low as $229 per month. Visit Piazza Honda in Philadelphia, Pottstown, Springfield, Reading, or Langhorne for details and shop online right now at piazzahonda.com and tell them Nick Kale sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.